Welcome to the Back Pages. I'm Chris Mabey, and today I'll start with what is on TV tonight, Tuesday, April 23rd. CBS, these are all new, 8 o'clock FBI, 9 o'clock FBI International, 10 o'clock FBI Most Wanted. ABC, all new, 8 o'clock Will Trent, 9 o'clock The Rookie, 10 o'clock The Good Doctor. NBC, all new, 8 and 8:30, two episodes of Lopez versus Lopez, 9 o'clock Weakest Link, 10 o'clock Password. Fox 61, 8 o'clock is a repeat of The Cleaning Lady, 9 o'clock a repeat of Alert Missing Persons Unit, and then 10 is their Fox 61 news at 10. PBS at 8 is a repeat of Finding Your Roots, 9 o'clock is a new Expressway, and then 10 o'clock is a new Independent Lens. CW, 8 and 8:30 are two repeats of Friends. 9 o'clock is a Mets pregame, and then 9:30 is Major League Baseball, New York Mets at San Francisco Giants. And A&E, all Neighborhood Wars. The first two, 8 and 8:30 are repeats. 9 and 9:30 are new. 10 and 10:30 are repeats. American Movie Classics at 5:30 is Twister from 1996, starring Helen Hunt. 8 o'clock, The Day After Tomorrow, 2004 action movie starring Jay Gyllenhaal, Dennis Quaid. 10:30, The Fifth Element, 1997 sci-fi, Bruce Willis, Gary Oldman. Animal Planet, 8, 9, and 10 are three repeats of Yellowstone Wardens. Discovery Channel, 8 o'clock is a new Moonshiners, 9 is a new Mud Madness, 10 o'clock is another new Moonshiners. Freeform at 7:30 is the animated movie Up from 2009, voices of Christopher Plummer, Ed Asner. 9:30 is an episode of Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise. FX at 7 is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, 2021 action movie starring Awkwafina and Simu Liu. And then 10 o'clock is a new episode of Shogun. And Hallmark at 7 is Taking the Reins, 2021 Romance, Scott Porter, Corbin Berenson. 9 o'clock, A Valentine's Match, 2020 Romance, Luke McFarlane, Bethany Joy Lenz. Hallmark Movies and Mysteries at 7, A Garage Sale Mysteries, The Art of Murder. 9 o'clock, Another Garage Sale Mysteries, The Beach Murder. History Channel, 8 o'clock, repeat of Oak Island. 9 o'clock, new Oak Island. 10 o'clock is a new Skinwalker Ranch. Sci-Fi Channel at 6 is Jurassic Park, 1993 Adventure. Laura Dern, Sam Neill, Jeff Goldblum. 8:55, The Lost World, Jurassic Park, 1997 Adventure. Julianne Moore, Jeff Goldblum. Turner Classic Movies at 6 o'clock, Throne of Blood, 1957 drama, starring Toshiro Mifune. 8 o'clock, The Sundowners, 1960 drama, Robert Mitchum, Peter Ustinov, Deborah Kerr. 10:30, All Mine to Give, 1957 drama, Cameron Mitchell, Glynis Johns, Rex Thompson. And I'll move on to the late-night talk shows. Some are repeat, some are new. ABC 11:35, Jimmy Kimmel Live. This is new. He has Wanda Sykes, Gabriel Iglesias, and Ernest. NBC 11:34, Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is a repeat for March 1st. He has Dave Bautista, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Esther Povitsky. NBC 12:37, Late Night with Seth Meyers. This is a repeat for March 27th. He has Maya Rudolph, Beth Ditto, Gossip, and Kaz Rodriguez. CBS 11:30, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, repeat from April 1st, is Matt Damon, Hannah Waddingham. CBS 12:37, After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson, this is new. She has Drew Carey, Thomas Lennon, Weird Al Yankovic. Bravo Channel, 10 o'clock, Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. This is new. He has Ali Luber, Janet Kapurna. Comedy Channel at 11, The Daily Show with guest hosts Ronnie Chang and Jordan Klepper. And they have Stephanie Kelton. And I'll move on to Ask Amy. That was in The Current this morning. Dear readers, periodically I run updates to previous questions and answers. The following was published in 2018. The update follows the original Q&A. And here's the original letter. Dear Amy, I grew up with two siblings, a brother and a sister. My brother, his wife, and three children lived near our parents. My family, wife and two children, and I lived some distance away. We maintained contact through holiday cards and visits. Everything was cordial, if not particularly close. In hindsight, all direct interaction with my folks was always at our initiation. Sadly, my brother passed away suddenly a few years ago. My sister-in-law still maintained infrequent cordial contact surrounding major events, like kids graduating, my father's passing, but that's about it. A year ago, my sister-in-law married an old flame. She moved to his town. We lost all contact. It was not just us. She and her children essentially ghosted their paternal grandparents, which was a source of pain for my late father. Last week, I learned that my sister-in-law and her daughter had relocated again 6 months ago. They are now within a 10-minute drive from my house. I guess the previous marriage didn't work out. I'm trying to empathize with her. Perhaps they just suffered another in a series of terrible situations. But then, why pretend that my family and I don't exist? Why not make an effort? My wife is considering not giving any more graduation wedding gifts to the nieces, nephews from this part of the family. Your advice? Signed, Ghosted Uncle. And this was the original response. Dear Uncle, I'm wondering why you are ghosting your nieces and nephew. Their father died suddenly. They were relocated to a faraway town for a marriage that turned out to be very short term. Then they moved again. Were you ever a teenager? I'm guessing at the ages of these kids. Would you have initiated contact with your aunt and uncle if there had been sporadic contact in the years after a parent's death, and then no contact for at least a year? Your sister-in-law might be depressed, embarrassed, overwhelmed, or just doesn't like you very much. She has done a poor job of staying connected to her children's relatives. What is your excuse? You should reach out through whatever means you have. Express enthusiasm that they are so close and offer to get together. Your wife's idea to punish these children by not celebrating their milestones is unkind. I hope you'll both choose to behave differently in order to demonstrate to your nieces and nephew how to be in a family. And this is the update. I wrote to you as Ghosted Uncle regarding how my late brother's wife and children had cut off contact with my family. Things are largely unchanged. After your advice basically chastising me, I did try. My efforts were never reciprocated or apparently appreciated. In the past year, I have returned two wedding invitations and a graduation announcement, as I don't want anything to do with them at this point. I've been told by other family members that my former sister-in-law and her children have had a lot of personal issues in recent years. I have asked that they not share any of these statements with me, so not much is new. I will say that I would have appreciated you showing me a fraction of the empathy you extended to my former sister-in-law. Signed, R. Dear R. Thank you for this update. Most updates I receive from readers suggest positive change. And while I am cheered by this, I suspect that most of the people who write to me have experiences closer to yours. I also understand your criticism of my response and appreciate your willingness to take me to task. My focus was on you trying to stay connected with the younger family members, not necessarily their mother. However, even though you say your efforts have not been reciprocated or appreciated, these young family members have invited you to 2 weddings and a graduation. You have refused these invites. These invitations are the essence of reciprocation. They are bids for connection, much like the ones you made. And now it is their turn to feel rejected. Okay, I'll move on to the horoscopes. Aries, March 21st, April 19th. You're learning to value your time and energy. Before now, you may have made promises left and right, insisting that you could do everything. Unfortunately, this likely led to you inadvertently overstretching yourself. Take today to rest, recuperate, and refill. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. You might be pulling away from someone. This doesn't mean they've done anything wrong. You simply need to recharge in a private space by yourself. A good friend should understand your need for a little downtime. Do your best to carve out time for yourself now. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Your emotions could be shaking your balance, so you unintentionally confuse the people whom you are trying to connect with. While you should be able to express yourself freely, it's also important that you communicate clearly with those who are trying to listen. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. You might be creating in private today. Any creative works of yours will probably go better if you keep things subtle. Otherwise, you might be secretly taking risks, and that could speedily create stressful situations where you could run into dangerous waters. Find comfort in solitude and let creativity flow. Leo, July 23rd, August 22nd. You may need a break from your home environment. You're potentially feeling antsy, and a change of scenery and some quiet time to yourself could loosen things up. Don't let your anger get the best of you and cause you to act out of character. Look for ways to stay grounded. Virgo, August 23rd, September 22nd. Study can only take you so far. Right now, you need experience. The details are up to you. Even if a wealth of knowledge or a mentor is pushing you toward a certain life path, you might feel drawn to something less familiar. You're ready to break away from that script for your life. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. It's not always easy to enforce boundaries when you want to make a good impression, but doing so is vital. It isn't bossy or cagey. You deserve to be comfortable in a connection with someone else from the get-go. Don't say more than you need to, but be honest and upfront. Scorpio, October 23rd, November 21st. It's possible that you've been letting patterns or the opinions of others define you without even realizing what was happening, especially if you've been entrenched in them for years. Today, though, brace yourself for an epiphany. Don't hesitate to ask yourself what you genuinely think or want. Sagittarius, November 22nd, December 21st. Whether you realize it or not, you're probably more withdrawn than usual. Perhaps you're resting or healing. Whatever it is, try asking yourself why you feel the need to be alone at the moment. Solitude is occasionally necessary, but avoid letting fear hide your light. Capricorn, December 22nd, January 19th. Dreams may currently be obscured. While some projects are best kept to yourself until they're fully completed, this could instead be a case of waiting to be discovered instead of putting yourself out there. Even when you're afraid, you can and should keep going forward. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. You might be reevaluating your image now. Look out for potential narratives that you've allowed to continue, but that you don't really like about yourself. Instead of resigning yourself to perpetuate this reputation in a self-fulfilling prophecy, make the necessary changes. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. What you believe could be changing. This might be a long-held belief or something you've only recently begun to trust. It can be difficult to make this change even if the truth is apparent, because you were likely quite invested. Change isn't always easy. You're meant to follow the truth, not a comfortable lie. Well, right now it's time for our break, so I'll be back with more of the back pages following this message.
Hi, I'm Mario Cajar, a Chris Radio volunteer, inviting you to join the Connecticut Lions for their 17th annual Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament. The junior division for children 3 to 18 years old will be held Sunday, April 28th at Sage Park Pond in Berlin. Registration and breakfast begins at 8:30 a.m., fishing at 9, followed by lunch and an awards presentation. Breakfast, lunch, and all fishing equipment will be provided at no charge by the Berlin Lions. Applications are due by April 6th, so don't delay. Get your application in today for this fun day with friends and fishing. The Senior Division Tournament will be held Monday, May 20th. And again this year, you'll be heading out to sea from Niantic aboard the Blackhawk Sport Fishing Charter, going for fluke, porgy, or whatever else is biting. Registration deadline for the Senior Division is April the 27th.
For more information and applications, call Laurie Satkowski at 860-250-4663. That's 860-250-4663. Or email Laurie at satkowski@sbcglobal.net.
Welcome back to the back pages. I'll continue on with a few things in the Today in History column. On April 23rd, 1616, William Shakespeare died in Stratford-upon-Avon on what has traditionally been regarded as the 52nd anniversary of his birth in 1564. And in 1988, a federal ban on smoking during domestic airline flights of 2 hours or less went into effect. And in 1992, McDonald's opened its first fast food restaurant in the Chinese capital of Beijing. Okay, I'll move on to the celebrity column. Blige, Cher among Rock Hall class. Mary J. Blige, Cher, Foreigner, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool and the Gang, and Ozzy Osbourne have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, a class that also includes folk rockers Dave Matthews Band and singer-guitarist Peter Frampton, Alexis Corner, John Mayall, Big Mama Thornton earned the Musical Influence Award, while the late Jimmy Buffett, MC5, Dionne Warwick, and Norman Whitfield will receive the Musical Excellence Award. Rock and roll is an ever-evolving amalgam of sounds that impacts culture and moves generations, John Sykes, chairman of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation, said in a statement. This diverse group of inductees each broke down musical barriers and influenced countless of artists that followed in their footsteps. The induction ceremony, October 19th, in Cleveland, Ohio, will stream live on Disney Plus and be available on Hulu the next day, and it will air on ABC at a later date. Music acts nominated this year, but that didn't make the cut, included Mariah Carey, Lenny Kravitz, the late Sinead O'Connor, soul pop singer Sade, Brit poppers Oasis, hip-hop duo Eric B. and Rakim, and alt-rockers Jane's Addiction. And Ono to receive McDowell Medal. One of the country's leading artist residency programs, McDowell, has awarded a Lifetime Achievement Prize to Yoko Ono. The groundbreaking artist, filmmaker, and musician is this year's recipient of the Edward McDowell Medal, an honor previously given to Stephen Sondheim and Toni Morrison, among others. There's never been anyone like her. There has never been work like hers, McDowell board chair Nell Painter said in a statement Sunday. Ono's son, Sean Ono Lennon, said in a statement that the medal was an incredible honor. The history and list of past recipients is truly remarkable. It makes me very proud to see her art appreciated and celebrated in this way. And Bacon dances back to Footloose School. Actor Kevin Bacon returned to the Utah High School where the cult classic movie Footloose was filmed more than 40 years ago. Bacon danced his way to a stage on a Payson High School athletic field Saturday to greet students before what likely was the final prom for the school, which is set to be torn down next spring. "You talked me into it," Bacon said in a video. "It's great to see that kind of commitment to anything. I also think that it's amazing to see the power that this movie has had to bring people together." Bacon starred in Footloose as a Chicago teen who moved to a small town and fought its ban on dancing. Payson students ended Saturday with a Footloose-themed prom, just as the movie ended. And some of April 23rd celebrity birthdays, actor Lee Majors is 85. Actor Joyce DeWitt, 75. Actor Valerie Bertinelli, 64. Comedian George Lopez, 63. Actor Melina Kanakarides is 57. Comedian John Oliver, 47. Singer Tayo Cruz, 41. Actor Jesse Lee Soffer, 40. Guitarist Anthony LaMarca, 37. Actor Dev Patel, 34. And model Gigi Hadid is 29. And I'll read an Ask Matt column that was in the TV guide. There's two questions and answers. The first question: what can we do to save Warrior? It's a nonstop action series with an awesome storyline. And Matt says, "Welcome to the Warrior Party and to the latest chapter of Netflix breathing new life into a series that was left for dead. For those who only recently discovered this evocative martial arts series, Warrior premiered on Cinemax in 2019. After two seasons, it was resurrected on Max for a third year, and upon news at the show's cancellation last December, it was also reported that Netflix would begin streaming all three seasons starting in February. This sort of move generates new fans, and whether it will be enough to bring the show back remains to be seen." And the last question: while watching Wild Card on the CW, I saw Max drive a Porsche 911. It sure did look like the same car Jason Priestley drove in Private Eyes. And Matt says, "You are spot on. Those wheels belong to the same 911 that Priestley drove as Matt Shade in Private Eyes from the CW. The producers thought it would be fun for discerning and loyal fans to experience this classic vehicle again in Wild Cards." And Ringo bringing all-star band to Mohegan Sun later this year. Legendary Beatles drummer Ringo Starr is returning to Mohegan Sun Arena on September 20th at 8 o'clock with his longtime touring act, his All-Star Band. The lineup of the All-Star Band this year will be Steve Lukather, the guitarist and songwriter from Toto; Edgar Winter, the guitarist whose 1970s hit included Frankenstein and Free Ride; Colin Hay, the singer-songwriter who fronted the 80s band Men at Work; saxophonist Warren Ham, who has played with Toto and Kansas; Hamish Stewart, the guitarist, bassist, vocalist from Average White Band; and Greg Bissonnet, the drummer who has played with everyone from Maynard Ferguson to David Lee Roth to Enrique Iglesias. Many of the musicians have toured regularly through Connecticut with other bands. Hay played the Guard Art Center in New London earlier this month. Lukather will be with Toto when the band plays Total Mortgage Arena in Bridgeport on April 29th. This is the same lineup the band has had for the last few years, including when it was last in Connecticut at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport in September 2022. The last time Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band played at Mohegan Sun Arena was in June 2012. The band played the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford in 2014 and 2018 and at Foxwoods in 2015. Starr was inducted into the Mohegan Sun Walk of Fame in 2010. One of the two surviving former Beatles, Ringo Starr had a spate of solo hits in the 70s, including Photograph and It Don't Come Easy, and has released 20 solo albums in the past 53 years. He formed the All-Star Band as a touring project in 1989. The band performs Starr's hits and select Beatles songs, especially the ones he originally sang lead on, like A Little Help from My Friends and Octopus Garden, as well as signature numbers from members of the band, among them Average White Band's Cut the Cake, Toto's Rosanna, and Men at Work's Who Can It Be Now. The Mohegan Sun date was announced Thursday as part of a run of 9 cities in September. Tickets for the show go on sale April 26th at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster, then through the Mohegan Sun box office starting April 27th. More details on the tour are at ringostar.com. Let's see. At this Nordic-inspired bake shop, when they say homemade, they really mean it. This was in The Current and the articles by Pamela Brown. A Connecticut baking company focuses on Nordic-style baked goods, and that includes everything from breads to sweet treats. At Spruce and Rye Baking Company, an artisanal micro-bakery in West Hartford, they use traditional methods and techniques with organic ingredients and no preservatives. This means baking unique, handmade, Nordic-inspired breads, buns, sweets, and pastries in a modern yet minimalist way, featuring a palette of bold colors. Artisanal bakeries offer a more curated and handcrafted approach. We use higher quality and better ingredients and give more focus and attention to detail when compared to bakeries with mass production, said owner Joe Padalero of the married team, including his wife Liza, who run the bakery from their home. After spending years gathering old Nordic recipes from their travels across Europe, the couple said their baked goods are all based on recipes or special food memories they discovered along the way. All our items are leavened with sourdough starter, so we don't use commercial yeast. True to our name, every single item in the bakery has rye flour included in it to some degree. Some of their bread bestsellers include Icelandic and Danish rye bread, the Two Ravens sourdough made with a rotating roster of nuts, seeds, and dried fruit, and the Nordeli rye sourdough, a Nordic take on a Jewish deli rye. For buns, it's Swedish cardamom buns, Swedish cinnamon buns, and morning buns. For pastries and sweets, it's tabirks, Denmark's version of the almond croissant, Danish jam bars, and rye chocolate chip cookies. Popular cakes include Swedish sticky chocolate cake and Dutch almond cake. The Padaleros said they realize Nordic baking is new to most Americans. This includes about the uniqueness of the ingredients, complex-sounding names, flavor profiles that are not frequently used in American baking, and cultural style of how most Nordic folks enjoy some such goodies. There is strong interest from people who have traveled across the Nordic nations and experienced the food there. The baking is not a full-time job for either member of the couple. Joe is chief executive officer and of Northmont Capital Management, and Liza, marketing guru for the bakery, is a senior public relations and digital strategist at Edelman. Okay, I will leave you with the thought for today. Life is like a camera. Focus on what's important, capture good times, develop from negatives, and if things don't work out, take another shot. Well, that's the way it went on the back pages. I'm Chris Mabey, and so long until next time.